Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, 3-18-58. This is a 65-year-old woman who's being evaluated today for a face-to-face evaluation. She's currently in hospice with COPD, period. She also suffers from tobacco abuse, hypertension, recent history of stroke, right-sided weakness. She uses a walker, confusion, off and on, obesity, cannot rule out sleep apnea, ADL. Patient also does wear a diaper because of bowel and bladder incontinence from time to time, period. She does suffer from general anxiety disorder. Patient gastroesophageal reflux and rheumatoid arthritis are also present, which the latter causes a significant amount of pain, period. She's had a history of peptic ulcer disease in the past, period. She does require help with ADL as well as IADLs, period. Patient also has KPS of 40%. MAC is down to 28.5 centimeter. Continues to lose weight, continues to be severely debilitated with confusion, period. She requires a pain medication as well as anxiolytic for her symptoms. She remains at high risk of fall. Severely weakened, unsteady gait. Patient continues to be oxygen dependent. She gets very short of breath with small amount of walking. Patient's caretaker and I had a long discussion about her medication because a lot of times she refuses her medication and will not take him on a regular basis. Given natural progression of her disease, she definitely remains hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Period. Review of the notes indicates that she has a history of liver disease, hepatitis C to be exact, which also is responsible for her neuropathic pain. Period. That's it. Thank you. That's on Ms. Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S. Thank you.